crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to continue rolling deeper into the hour with David. And I got a bunch of callers on hold, but I want to go through them and ask who wants to talk to David specifically or address a question on these general topics. And I know they've been holding, but I won't, you know, want to keep it focused on what we're getting into here. But the field is wide when we're talking to David Icke. DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a huge awakening, and we're going to come back and get more into the police state grid, the physical control grid, and take some phone calls in the next long segment. But, David, it's so powerful what we were just talking about in the last segment. Quantify it for those that may not understand. The web is almost like a mirror of what people are really thinking. So the globalists can see our soul. They can see who we really are, just like a thousand-question psychological test can show you something. Well, these are millions of choices we individually make, watching digital TV that tracks us on Twitter, Facebook, you know, Google. They admit they can now, quote, predict mass movement futures 93% of the time, individuals. That's what they're telling us they have, but you're right. I, using the web and seeing things, I can simply go to Shoutcast and tell what people are more interested in, watching the numbers go up. There's simple things like that, but it's much deeper, and the globalists know. That's why I've got Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, Newsweek, all these people calling me, because they're saying, we see your numbers. My radio show, InfoWars.com, bigger than MSNBC, a tiny operation. They see what all of us are doing is huge and powerful. They know the awakening's there, and they don't know how to deal with it. That's why Obama's calling for the internet kill switch. That's why worldwide, Australia, England, they are actually scared. David Icke.
Well, when anyone in the public arena, a scientist or whatever, comes out and says, we're working on this technology which years from now could do this, say in terms of computers, they're talking about building quantum computers, the advancement and potential for which to process information is just staggering. It makes the best computers today look like the village idiot. When they're saying it's coming, they might genuinely be telling the truth from their point of view, because they're not aware of what's going on outside of their sphere of knowledge in the secret projects, etc. But things like quantum computers that what we're going to have in the future, these guys have got them now. I mean, if we could see the computing technology, information processing technology that they have, we would be staggered at how far ahead of the public arena it is. And what we're doing all the time with the internet, and it's important we use it, massively important. We have to use these things to our advantage and mitigate as much as we can the things that are a disadvantage. But they are receiving second by second all over the world through many and various sources, which these computers can process and put into ordered predicted outcomes on where it's going. People's views, people's minds are being, and the state of their minds are being...
No. 10 years ago, the Pentagon admitted they have a map of 3D of the entire world already, and they admit with smart dust and all these meters and tracking, they're making the real world searchable like Google.
Yeah, I mean, the technology they're dealing with is fantastic, but, you know, we must keep coming back to this, I suggest, and that is for all their technology and for all their know-how, for all the knowledge they have that they keep from the people in general, we have the numbers. We have billions compared with a relative handful at the core of this that are behind it all, and the idea is to keep us in a constant state of divide and rule, fear, confusion and chaos and bewilderment, so that we do not unite and meet this together. Because one of the things that does come out of these people's revolutions, although, of course, sometimes the military are called off, but even then the military can only go so far, and that is the power of vast numbers of people saying enough. There comes a point where the numbers are so great that there's nothing the system can do about it, and we must keep that in our minds.
We'll be right back.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
While David was talking, I bit into a jalapeno. I love them, and then got a little bit of it down in my lung. Boy, I tell you, that'll wake you up. Like drinking five cups of coffee. It's our final segment with David. I do want to get to a few phone calls with him, but if you just joined us, David Icke, author, researcher, was getting into the awakening, and one of my biggest frustrations, but at the same time, it's exciting because I know how close we are to shifting, you know, the tide against tyranny. I believe it's already changed. But the momentum is now accelerating towards awakening and resistance to the globalist system that is so horrible, that is so destructive towards humanity. And, David, you talked a lot about compartmentalization, how when you were covering Bilderberg Group, and there, down at the bottom of the hill, was police officers who had children, who were nice guys. You talked to them. And yeah, here they were guarding these world leaders who were destroying their future, putting poisons in their water and vaccines, openly writing books about how they're doing it. But it's so horrific that that cop either can't or won't look at the evidence because they feel like they're part of the power structure. But as soon as we can explain to the military, to bureaucrats, to the police, to ourselves, you know, if you want to look at who caused the problem, folks, look in the mirror. It's our inaction or our buying into their propaganda that has allowed this. But we are under attack by these globalists. 99.9% of us, 99.9% of us have a stake in defeating the New World Order control grid. And so it shouldn't even be a debate. I shouldn't have to be here pleading people to wake up and get involved. It's common sense, no-brainer, once you understand the true agenda. Can you briefly speak to compartmentalization and the real choice we've got?
Yes, because the numbers at the core of this are so small compared with the global population that to control the global population, the inner core has to recruit from the target population to keep the target population in line. It has to fill its uniforms and its dark suit administrators' positions with the target population. And through compartmentalization, through only letting people know as much as they need to know to make their contribution to the whole package without knowing what the whole package is, it means that people with children and grandchildren are going to work all over the world day after day after day all their lives, helping to build a prison for themselves and for their children, grandchildren, and families. And that situation in Switzerland, was just a classic. I was staying with some people in southern Switzerland near the Italian border, and a round robin came round saying the Bilderberg group meeting this year is at so-and-so. And it was on top of a mountain about 2 hours' drive north into Switzerland. And I went the day before, 2 days before, and I saw the people going round, and it was about the three very flash hotels. The palace and the grand, a couple of them were called, and they were putting the fences up and all the people in the jackets arranging everything. And then I went back on the last day. Now, instead of going up to the hotels, I was stopped literally a few minutes after I turned off the main highway, right at the bottom of the mountain. I wasn't even allowed near it, and there was these Swiss policemen in orange jackets, and I asked them what was going on. And they generally didn't know. They said, well, there's an important meeting going on. We don't know anything about it. We've just been told that no one can go up through this road any further than here. And they said, oh, I think it's ending this afternoon and you'll be able to go up tomorrow or something. And these people were, in effect, guarding people they had no idea about. They had no idea what their agenda was. Horrendous for their own families. And this is how it works. And we come back again, Alex, to what I was talking about earlier. It's not just those protesting about various injustices that need to get informed about how the whole thing works and how it's all connected. So do the people in dark suits and uniforms have to understand that they are cogs in a machine which is there to entrap their children and grandchildren. Indeed, in the timescale we're looking at, if we allow it to happen, even themselves, in an Orwellian global tyranny that would make, George Orwell kind of wince. And not only that, just look at Nazi Germany or communist Russia, Soviet Union, and then add some and then some. And that's what you're looking at. Look at China, one of the blueprints for the global society tyranny they want.
Singapore.
Look at that. Then look your children in the eye, look yourself in the eye and say, what am I doing?
Absolutely.
Contributing to this?
People need to get conscious and make decisions and get out of denial, because it's all out in the open now. They just got people to commit to denial, and so people don't want to feel like they were conned, and so people are now buying into torture, secret arrest, checkpoints, and one of the other big mind control systems is role-playing. Oh, it's just civil libertarians that don't like illegal checkpoints or warrantless blood draws. Oh, it's just activists that don't like these wars. Oh, it's just, well, I'm not an activist. Well, I'm not a... People need to see themselves in the role of getting informed, and then as they grow, informing others, because this is a life and death situation. Here's my last point that we're going to jam in. A few phone calls from folks that have been patiently holding Ron, Jack, Richard, and John. We'll just have time to get to those. But TSA invades roads, highways with Viper checkpoints. They've got 9,000 locations with telescreens going up in shopping malls, Walmart, saying, watch your neighbors. They're approaching every professional I know, my dad, doctors he knows, saying, you know, spy on your neighbors for us. We're Homeland Security. They are rolling out something by every historical yardstick that is super tyranny. And some people are waking up, others are waking up and getting scared, and others are just saying, this is freedom. Warrantless wiretapping, drones, the government taking veterans' death benefits. I mean, it's just, we're already living in incredible looting and stealing that's going on, and they want us to not trust each other and spy on each other instead of looking up the mountain at the globalists. They're the ones we should be watching.
Exactly. And you know, what you were talking about just now, I call it labeling. They label people so that you're all, if you like, tarred with the same brush. This is what this Southern Poverty Law Center was trying to do, and the ADL do when they talk about, you believe this, oh, you're a far-right extremist. Of course, what we're looking at again with the spy on your neighbor is just what we were talking about a few minutes ago. There are too few of them to control and keep surveillance on the population, so they have to get the target population to keep surveillance on each other. This is how it's working. Divide and rule on a massive scale.
The beast is trying to replicate itself and build the army it needs. That's why we've got to build our army of awakening now so people recognize it.
That's it. And the other thing you mentioned, a very relevant point, is embarrassment. Hey, you know, people, if you believe the world was a certain way and now you're starting to realize it was nothing like that, nothing to be embarrassed about. From cradle to where you are now, you have been bombarded through your education system, through the media, day after day, minute by minute, with a certain view, an information source that tells you certain things are true about yourself, the world, and how it works. And therefore, don't be embarrassed about the fact that you bought it, because almost anyone would buy it. Instead of that, celebrate the fact
yes.
that you have broken out of it, and let's move on. Instead of, no, it can't be like that because I must have been wrong earlier in my life. We're all wrong earlier in our life until we start to understand what's going on. So get used to it and get on with it.
Absolutely. I liken it to a neighbor who you ask to water your plants, and you come back and your jewelry's all stolen. And then you go, well, it couldn't have been them that did it. And you haven't watched your house again, and now your TV gets stolen and your computer. Pretty soon you stop having that neighbor watch your stuff. We've just been trained to accept government megacorporations raping and robbing us. Wake up. Get off your knees. Get out of your trance. Ron in New York. You're on the air with David Icke. We're going through to 30 after, and then we're going to let him go in about 10 minutes. He's been gracious. Go ahead, Ron.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My call today, and I'd like to get both of your opinions on this, deals with the mayor of New York City's latest foray into intruding into Arizona with basically hired contract agents. And
yeah, for those that don't know, they're going to gun shows, doing private sales, telling people, oh, my gosh, we bought guns without a background, knowing that people don't know that it's legal to sell a gun to your neighbor. And what is Bloomberg getting ready to run for president doing? Suing gun manufacturers, going to Arizona, and I meant to get to that. I'm glad you brought it up, Ron. Running around trying to take our guns. Please continue, Ron. But, David, why do they want our guns so bad?
Well, again, it seems to be a theme today. Shades of gray and being streetwise. Personally, I don't own guns. I don't want to own a gun and all the rest of it, and I don't want to resist with guns. I want to resist with nonviolent mass non-cooperation to stop the system working. However, on another level, they know that there's lots of people that are quite okay with using guns to resist. And, of course, if you want to take over from take over a country of people, then if they're not armed, from your point of view, that is much more, applicable or something you want rather than an armed.
Let me throw this in because we're almost out of time. And I want Ron to be able to finish.
But the point I'm making here, Alex, it's an important one. What I'm saying is, just because people in America, you may not believe in guns, you may not want people to have guns, and there are many people that believe that, and it's a legitimate view, just as having them is a legitimate view. Please see the shades of gray. Don't get caught in the debate of guns or no guns. Get caught in the understanding or the question, why do population now? What's the agenda for that? Who benefits from that from their point of view? Because they want us to get into this gun, no gun debate, because that takes us over here. We need to focus, whether we believe in guns or whether we don't, on why they want to do it now. And it's because they will find that easier from their point of view to, in their mind, to take over an unarmed population rather than an armed one.
David, I want to be able to have Ron counter back and get some other calls, but let me just myself state this clearly, to use a Star Wars analogy. Obi-Wan Kenobi's not running around with his lightsaber killing innocent people. He uses it in defense. And the issue is, it's a major checkmate that if things get so desperate and they're taking people to put them on trucks to FEMA camps, that if the Germans would have had guns and resisted, that wouldn't have happened. The same thing with Lenin or Stalin. And so I'm nonviolent offensively, but nobody's taking my kids to a FEMA camp, period, and they can't stand it, and they know it, and people need more guns. It's the answer against this tyranny, the counterbalance of power against this paramilitary globalist force, massively in an arms race against the people. Ron in New York, your comment on that.
Okay, my larger point was actually going to be about the spinning and manipulations of the media. I've noticed one thing from all the tapes I've seen where they, you know, have these videotapes supposedly of what took place in Arizona, these sales. And what I have noticed is that you do not see a sale come to fruition, meaning the guy makes a statement about, I can't pass a background check, but you don't actually see somebody transacting, giving him a firearm, and he gives them cash. Now, I've seen this been reported for 2 days now, and I find that unusual, and I begin to wonder whether there even was a transaction. We're just being manipulated.
No, Ron, it's a great point. There is so much lying going on. I appreciate your call. Any other comments on that, David?
Well, I worked in the media for a long time, the BBC and newspapers and radio in Britain. And if anyone saw the inside of a mainstream newsroom in whatever form it is, paper, television, radio, they would never believe a word they read or heard in the media again, because you don't have to be intelligent. There are some intelligent journalists. You don't have to be. It's often a bad career move, and you certainly do not have to be informed. Some of the most uninformed people I've ever met have been professional journalists and professional politicians. And there's also this least line of resistance. If you are a proper journalist and you are interested in the truth, then you are going to constantly be in conflict with those running your media organization who don't want you to cross that line. So there comes a point where to advance the career, to keep the job, to keep the check coming in at the end of the month, you stay within those lines. And what does that mean? You say what is within the acceptable realm and ratio of the norms. And if the norm is guns are bad, gun shows bad, then that's how you report it.
Absolutely. And if you play ball, then you ascend in that mainstream media system. But now people are aware of it, so it's falling apart. So the globalists are coming in, trying to restrict the alternative media, and the fight is on. Let's talk to Jack in Illinois. Jack, you're on the air with David Icke.
Hi, gentlemen. I just have one comment and one quick question. I think it's important that people stay positive, because like attracts like, and also fearless, because at the end of the day, the light is going to prevail, and everyone needs to have that reassurance. And then my question for you, David, is I'm a fan of yours. I've seen many of your videos. Could you please explain to Alex's listeners your concept of combing the mirror?
Combing the mirror, yeah. First of all, Jack, I absolutely agree with you about staying positive. I talk about the things that are happening and some of the things we need to do to stop them happening, but my view of the outcome is very, very positive. I think it was.
Well, it's positive to admit the bad, so then you can recognize the bad from the good.
Yeah, this control system is coming down. My question is, how bad is it going to get before that comes? And that's the question we need to answer ourselves. How much are we going to stand on the sidelines and let this go on unchallenged? Because before it comes down, it's going to be more extreme than it needs to be if we resist it or stop cooperating with it now. In terms of combing the mirror, well, you know, in the time we've got, Jack, difficult, but in simple terms, we are projecting all the time our inner state of being, in many ways, Alex, in the same principle as the way we have the internet as a projection of our own collective mind. And therefore, if you look at it this way, the world that we experience is like a movie screen. The inner self is like the projector at the back of the theater. And we can stand and shout and cuss at the screen in the theater for as long as we like. It ain't gonna change. It's hit the screen. It's a done deal. We have to go back to the projector and change the reel. And all the time we're being encouraged to look outside of ourselves for answers when the answers are actually within us, because the world is a collective expression of the current state of
Well, that's
human
Plato's
consciousness.
Cave. That's Plato's cave.
If they don't stop that, if we don't change that, then nothing can change. For instance, inner self, I have no power. Outer expression, a few people run the world. Inner self, I do not have the courage to stand up for what I believe in. Outer expression, a few people run the world. When we change, the world must change, because the power
yes.
that is being used to control us
yes.
is the power we give away every minute of every day.
Beautifully
when we stop
said.
Doing that, the power dynamics shifts dramatically, and it's all over.
Absolutely. I'm going to jam in a few quick questions, a few final calls here from Richard and John, and we're out of time, David. This has been amazing. But just in my 16 years fighting the globalist, incredible success, because I know history and believe in the destiny of liberty. You've had incredible success. There are other people more intelligent who have greater potential than you and I do. They need to realize they have that potential and step up to the plate. Richard in Canada, you're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Greetings, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak with you both. You both had a profound impact on my life. I have a quick question. Like, you, Alex, you do an amazing job of exposing the globalists in the United States, and David, you do an amazing job exposing them in the UK. I find there's nobody here in Canada doing nearly as good of a job. I was just looking. I was going to ask if you guys could maybe impart on me a few tips on how to do your amazing research. Like, yeah.
I mean, really, it's just studying how the world works and knowing history and then clicking with the info and just being that leader in your area, picking the issues you're going to stand up for, whether it's, you know, having local media or the right to keep and bear arms or sovereignty or exposing your prime minister calling for world government. David, what's your view?
Well, Richard, there's a blueprint. There's a blueprint that you find in every single country, and Canada is no different. In fact, it's one of the more extreme examples. You know, in my research over the years, watch the country that's next door to the country what the focus is on. You know, one of the great Illuminati centers on the planet is Austria, which is next door to the country that is focused on, Germany. And so much stuff goes on in Canada, not least in Ontario, that crosses the border into America in various ways. So Canada is a very, very important place in this whole global arena, not least because, with the greatest respect, people are looking at the United States primarily and not to Canada.
Yeah.
And if that's just what you want. If you want to put some of your institutions and networks in a place where they're going to be less seen. But in terms of the blueprint, if you can just get your head, I'm sure you have, you get your head around where they want to take the world and the methods they use to take us there. And that, in effect, that knowledge is like when you're doing a jigsaw puzzle, it's like that point where you put all the straight pieces together and you've got the frame. And then from that point on,
it moves
in any
fast.
Country, Canada or anywhere, you can start putting the detail in within that frame and see how it plays
yeah,
out in your
David,
country.
David, we're out of time. Richard, I appreciate your call. I'm sorry. Well, we'll try to jam John in with a quick final comment here, but it's very simple. There's a continuity of agenda. You find out there's global boards that are setting the standardized programs. That's where you're going to find the information. Excellent points, David. Quick question or comment. John in Illinois, go ahead.
Truly an honor to be speaking with such great minds. David, in this Egyptian uprising and then the more recent example in Tunisia, right. Do you feel that this is part of the problem, reaction, solution, / order out of chaos?
All right, we got to get his answer, John. He must have missed him earlier. He said yes. David, final comments.
Yes, but shades of gray. The people are overwhelmingly, absolutely, genuinely reacting and uprising to grotesque injustice. But we have to be streetwise to make sure that that reaction, that understandable response, is not harnessed and handled so the outcome becomes what the people responsible for it, when you get behind the scenes, responsible for the injustice, don't come out with their men in
yes.
power again.
We're out of time. David Icke, incredible job. Retransmission first now and forward.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
We're going to be getting into the record cold temperatures and record in at least the last 4 decades The media is reporting snowfall over much of the United States, and that huge blanket of snow burying the East Coast has been buried now at least three times in the last 2 months. And incredibly, the media is spinning this that it's carbon dioxide that's causing it and that it's humans. This is global warming, supposedly, that is coming up. Also, we're going to be getting into this later in the hour. TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. Absolute, complete, classical tyranny, the seizure of infrastructure, but they will not control our southern and northern borders. They have never completed even small parts of the border fence, and, of course, they canceled and never really began constructing. It was all show, the virtual fence. Meanwhile, Henry Kissinger, this video from Bloomberg is up at prisonplanet.com. Kissinger on Egypt unrest. This is only the first scene of the first act of a drama that is to be played out. So we're going to be getting into that as well. But getting first into Chucky Schumer. Now, this is a U.S. senator. Before that, a member of the House of Representatives. This is a guy who is very smart. And no doubt knows that the three branches of government, as any five-year-old should know, are executive, legislative, and judicial. The executive is the president, the legislative is the House and Senate, and, of course, the judicial is the courts. But he says that they've got to get the three branches of government together when he was on CNN a few days ago. They've got to get the three branches of government together. And what are those three branches? The House, the Senate, and the president. Well, that's only two branches. He counts the legislative as two. So incredible. And he knows what he's doing. They just engage in this type of baloney, just like parrots for decades. They say we're a democracy. In a democracy, if 51% of the American people vote to take the other 49% of the people's property and put you in slave camps, it happens. In a democracy, if 51% vote to take your guns, it happens. In a democracy, if 51% vote to merge with China, it happens. In a democracy, if 51% vote to put carbon taxes on everyone, it happens. In a republic, a constitutional republic that our country has been the model of worldwide in the last 235 years, the model of liberty, you have basic liberties to private property, the Second Amendment, the right to travel. The federal government isn't allowed to take over society. It only has three powers, and those are limited, Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And so it's so fundamental when they tell you that we're a democracy, as Benjamin Franklin said, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. If there were two wolves and a sheep, and they sat down and said, what's going to be for dinner? The two wolves would outvote the sheep, and they would eat the sheep. But in a republic, the sheep is protected. But now in this quasi-fake mob rule, the system hypes up the dumbed-down masses and gets them to feel entitled and to go along with an agenda of free health care. Remember all the Obama supporters? Oh, thank you, Mr. President, right after you got elected. I won't have to buy health care anymore. I won't have to have a house payment. I won't have to have a car payment. Oh, thank you, Mr. Remember all of them falling down, fainting everywhere? Well, we're 2 years into this nightmare. Did you get all the free goodies you were looking for? Again, the founding fathers warned of the dangers of the howling mob. Once Rome fell from being a republic to being run by the Caesar, he began to give welfare to the mob. He began to employ the street gangs. He began to hire through successive kings, Caesars, rulers, Kaisers. And you know what Rome turned into? We know where this goes. We know. You go to Egypt. If you don't have the government's stamp, you don't get to have a business. This isn't what a free society looks like. And I know I keep repeating that, but it's amazing. Here is Chucky Schumer telling everybody the three branches of government are the House, the Senate, and the President. And there's no way he didn't know what he was doing. Here it is.
To get Social Security checks, he can't fund the military. But ultimately, it risks the credit markets. They are getting wary because of the large debt we have, which we have to get down. But if they feel that people are willing to shut down the government, you could risk the credit markets really losing some confidence in the United States Treasury, and that could create a deeper recession than we had over the last several years, God forbid, even a depression. So I would urge my Republican colleagues, no matter how strongly they feel, you know, we have three branches of government. We have a House, we have a Senate, we have a President, and all three of us are going to have to come together and give some. But it is playing with fire to risk the shutting down of the government, just as it is playing with fire to risk not paying the debt.
Okay. Yeah, playing with fire. This is all part of their disinformation campaign. Now, this next clip is also from CNN. And first, let me get into this news that's a prelude to what we're about to play. This is out of AFP. Senators vow to strip Obama climate power. Well, they have to, because he's illegitimately, through the Environmental Protection Agency, implementing the Kyoto UN Treaty Protocol, which is selective only on Western Europe, Canada, England, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S., to slap giant 20% taxes to begin with in phase one on all of our power plants, coal-fired, natural gas, you name it, and more than half our power is generated by coal. Now, China's building 2 to 3 a week. We're only allowed to build 2 a year under federal permitting. Now, what has Obama done? He's come into Texas a month ago and seized the power plants in a regulatory order, demanding that they either reduce output or pay higher taxes. No law behind that. The president is just doing it, just like they're doing so many other things that are unconstitutional. And conservative senators vowed to strip President Obama of his power to regulate greenhouse gases in a move that would cripple U.S. efforts on climate change if successful. Gotta love how the news just reports climate change. See, it was global warming, now it's change. And they tell school kids when it gets cold, it's global warming. When it gets hot, it's global warming. Now they've shifted into climate change. We always have climate change. They've had several mini ice ages in the last 10,000 years. That's confirmed by the ice core samples. It's the sun that drives it, and moon cycles, because the moon controlling the ocean tides and also blocking or not blocking, depending on where it is, solar winds. It's the winds of space and the sun and these energies that ionize the atmosphere that create the aurora borealis. But the UN, back in 2009, about a year and 2 months ago, announced it at the summit in Copenhagen. They had a declaration and said the sun has no effect on climate, because all these scientific bodies and scientists were bringing in petitions saying it's the sun, it's the sun. Humans have almost no effect. It's the sun. It's the sun. Carbon dioxide's a life-giving gas that then plants respirate from and give off oxygen. And so they had a confab, a conclave, and said, we find that the sun has no effect on climate change. That'd be like the Pope 600 years ago saying, we find that the earth is the center of the universe and the sun orbits the earth. We find the earth is flat. We find the moon is made of Swiss cheese. They actually found that the earth was flat and that the earth was not the and the earth was the center of the universe. They didn't find it was made of Swiss cheese, but they might as well. We find at this conference of cardinals that the earth is flat, and anyone who says otherwise will be burned at the stake. And the UN says, we find at this meeting that the sun has no effect on the climate of the earth. We said so. It's humans' fault. Pay us taxes. Let us regulate and decide who can have businesses and factories, or we'll shut you down. The oceans will rise, and everyone will die immediately. but continuing here, blizzard, ice storm, nasty cold weather aimed at Midwest, the East. They're reporting in the news, storm could be one of the worst on record, dumping feet of snow. I was just reading that, of all things, Midwestern airports are shut down, not just Eastern airports. All of this is going on. And what does National News report? They have different scientific groups on with no proof, no facts, and they can't even say it with a straight face. If you can't see this video because you're listening on the radio, I've asked Curt Nemo and Paul Watson on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to post the video that we're about to play. But here's the reporter talking about the record cold weather and everything. And they cut to the so-called scientist who has to contain herself to not laugh and looks like she's been caught with her hand in the cookie jar. I mean, it looks like when I come around the corner and my son's acting suspicious and I go, what's going on? I go, what do you got in your pockets? You got up in the cupboard and got extra cookies before dinner? And he's like, yeah. I mean, she looks just like my son when I catch him because he's the only one that can climb all the way up the top of the pantry and get the cookies out where my wife keeps the sweets for treats. I mean, just absolutely guilty of sin, like Sylvester caught with Tweety Bird in his mouth with the feather sticking out. And they just tell us, oh, it's the carbon is driving unnatural weather. Yes. Folks, if you read the accounts, there have been times in the colonies and times since then when entire rivers that haven't been frozen since have been frozen. There were times where it was so cold in England. If you go back 350, 400 years ago, they call it the Little Ice Age, where for years the Thames River, that hasn't been frozen over since, would be frozen as hard as a rock and no ships could come in around the clock, not just in the winter, but for an entire year or more, frozen solid, because there are many cycles. And even scientists then, with their telescopes, found a correlation between cold weather and there not being sunspots. Because what are sunspots? When the sun heats up and puts off more radiation, you see sunspots because those are really giant explosions out into space, in some cases tens of thousands of times the size of the Earth. So you better believe when the sun's exploding and heating up and shooting off these giant coronal ejections that's going to affect our weather. But the UN has said it does not affect it. No. And if you pay a carbon indulgence to Al Gore, he will wave his magic pixie wand like Tinkerbell and will fix all of the problems. Because remember, under Kyoto, China, India, Mexico, the list goes on and on, over 160 other countries have to make zero cuts. Zero. So where is the industry going to go? They're going to go there, where there's not all those taxes. And where do the globalists own and have the sweetheart deals with the third world dictators? Those third world countries. So their businesses, the globalist factories, get to operate unfettered, and anyone else who doesn't have the inside track, just like with Obama, you don't pay him campaign money, you don't get the waiver on health care. He waves the magic Al Gore, pixie wand, and everything's okay. This is classic brazen tyranny, where you've got to lick the boot of the government and pay them the indulgences, and then you're allowed to operate. So let's go ahead and play this amazing clip from CNN where they're telling us this cold weather is a response to the global warming, the climate change, the carbon dioxide, all this carbon, that's what's causing it. Here it is.
So why are we getting so much snow? Well, joining me now from Washington, D.C. is climate scientist
and it's MSNBC.
Brenda Esbozol with the Union of Concerned Scientists. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
Do people kind of glare at you these days or what's all that? I mean, you know, if we take a look at these snow totals so far, we've got a graphic here. So far this winter, New York City has gotten 56.1 inches. We usually get about 22. Look at Boston's gotten 60.3 inches. Their average is almost 42. Philly already seeing almost 38 inches. Their average is closer to 20. What is going on?
Okay, what's really going on is that we are overloading the atmosphere with extra carbon, which is trapping extra heat because we burn lots of coal and oil. And so what this is doing is turbocharging weather patterns. So what we see is that in the spring and the summer, in places where it rains, we are recording much heavier rainfall. And in the summer, in the wintertime, we are also recording much heavier snowstorms. In other words, climate change is creating a new normal of weather extremes, and we have to plan for this and prepare prepare our snow removal budgets for such a...
Okay, so it goes on from there, and I got that confused because I saw a similar CNN clip where they're saying the same thing. That was MSNBC, and you look at her almost laughing the entire time. So the reporter comes in like, boy, you global warming alarmists from the concerned, you know, scientist group, is this discrediting you? And she's like, no, ha ha, it's the carbon is causing more extreme weather. And when they have tornadoes, they get on the local news and say climate change. We've always had tornadoes. There's always extreme climate going on in the thousands of microclimates around the world. There have been so many cases, it's on record, of blizzard after blizzard after blizzard after blizzard after blizzard. So you've got to love this spin. They go from 3 years ago saying we're not going to have snow anymore. You saw the headline, snowless winters. We'll never see another white Christmas in the U.S. Global warming. Al Gore said 7 years ago that within 7 years, and now that time is up, that we would see the sea levels rise and gobble up New York and San Diego and San Francisco. And now he said again last year, again, within 7 years, it would happen again. And no one calls them on it. So now they've shifted. Remember, early last year, we got a internal memo, the New York Times reported on it, from the White House saying, nobody's buying global warming anymore. We got to call it climate change. And that's the new term. And so whatever it is, they can claim that if it gets hotter, it's global warming. You know, if it gets hotter some summer, or if it gets colder in the summer, or colder in the winter, or hotter in the winter. No matter what the weather is, they are going to save you. And we've got to get ready with our budgets, you know, so that we can dig out of the new ice age caused by the global warming. And remember the day after tomorrow that came out about a decade ago? They kind of hedged their bets with that movie where the global warming causes a global freeze. So they're really hedging their bets. If you go back to the 70s, John P. Holdren and others in the UN said that we were going to have an ice age by 1990. It was going to be devastating because of carbon dioxide. And then that didn't happen. So by the late 80s, they said, no. Now it's global warming. And then they said, well, people are going to wake up to that. And they said, well, we'll just go ahead and hedge our bets and say no matter what happens, humans did it. Okay, I want to get into the situation with the TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. And that report by Paul Joseph Watson is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Show acclimates you to the new world order, then it's helping the globalist. But I believe and I know that people can consciously, from an unemotional view, realize what's happening and stand up against it. But if we talk about government plans to push implantable microchips on the elderly, on prisoners for years, and then the media starts actually pushing it, in a way it almost just conditions people to accept it. Even though we don't like it, it becomes a foregone conclusion. And it's the same thing with the TSA. I remember, as I've said 150 times probably, Governor Ridge on C-SPAN in 2002, before Homeland Security even got a cabinet position and congressional funding, saying you're going to have a federal ID card to work, we're going to have federal security guards on every street corner, we're going to have checkpoints, you're going to have an internal passport to travel. And I remember them talking about that. Now they admit, with the real ID, a few years ago, they tried to threaten the states and said, if you don't implement a federally issued and controlled ID card to the state level, we are going to not let you enter national parks or get on airplanes. So it's the seizure of commerce and travel, the right to be mobile. That's a bedrock, keystone, or cornerstone to any oppressive system, to any despotism. I mean, it's one of the things they've got to have. And so now we see TSA, PSA saying the TSA can't always be there, but we'll try, like at football games. And it shows TSA at a Buccaneers football game. And it shows them at hotels. And it shows the TSA at malls searching people. And they're at train stations and bus stations. And so they're phasing this in. And it's a violation of the 10th Amendment. It's a violation of states' rights. It's a violation of your Fourth Amendment. And Watson has another article of, you know, cops running around in ski mask warrantlessly in Alabama on a highway, just pulling people off into a parking lot and searching them. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that that's the sign of a banana republic, third world despotic system. And now Watson has this article where the TSA is announcing. And again, media isn't reporting on this. We're getting this from TSA announcements. We're getting this from trucking companies getting their drivers ready for it, where they have mobile X-ray trucks. They're using the Army. We have a link to a Fox News report on that from last year. And they just, in the middle of the country, from Tennessee to New York, from Michigan to California, they'll have Marines, they'll have Army, they'll have Border Patrol there, and they just... Well, you remember a year and a half ago in Tennessee, this happened, and the governor said, you can't do that without my permission, and they just said, we're going to do what we want. That's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. This is all going on, and it's not getting a lot of attention, and it's so incredible. I mean, when Hosni Mubarak rolled federal troops out all over Egypt, people went, whoa, that's martial law. They're setting up checkpoints in Egypt. They put an internet kill switch in Egypt. Oh, my goodness gracious, this is tyranny. But, oh, we're getting an internet kill switch, and the feds are quietly rolling out, putting up telescreens saying, spy on your neighbors. It's no big deal. We've got to point out how this is wrong. We've got to get courts moving against it, like they're moving against government health care, like the states and courts are moving against the carbon taxes. It's all illegal. I mean, on its face, it's illegal. TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints. The TSA has announced its intention to expand the Viper program to include roadside inspections of commercial vehicles, setting up a framework and a network of internal checkpoints, and rolling out security procedures already active in airports, bus terminals, and subway stations. You know, warrantless bags checks to roads and highways across the U.S. And they go on to admit that they will then phase it into general traffic. What are you going to do with your family? You say you won't fly to get away from them? Oh, no.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.